The US Congress approves more sanctions against Iran, which a senator calls the strongest ever. The House of Representatives overwhelmingly passed a new package of sanctions to punish banks, insurance companies and shippers that helped Tehran sell its oil. Foreign Affairs Committee Chair Elena Rosentin described this the toughest sanctions yet imposed on Iran over its nuclear program. The bill now heads to the White House for President Barack Obama's signature. It builds on oil trade sanctions signed into law by Obama in December. On Tuesday, Obama announced new U.S. sanctions against foreign banks that help Iran sell its oil, specifically citing China's Bank of Kunlun and an Iraqi bank. China's foreign ministry said the sanctions would hurt cooperation between China and the United States. Meanwhile, Japan also says the same will happen, and this will also hurt Tokyo. Well, to discuss this more, I'm joined from Highland by Joseph Zirchik, political commentator. Welcome to the program, sir. Mr. Zirchik, for how long can these sanctions against Iran continue?
Well, it's going to depend on how much it's going to impact the United States. I think that, you know, the economy's not doing well, and if the oil prices get driven up because, as a result of these sanctions, it's going to cause a lot of harm. I think there'll be a big backlash in the United States, and then people will start, you know, waking up and looking into what's going on.
And how will these U.S. sanctions on Iran disturb ties between America and its friends?
Could you say that again?
How much can these U.S. sanctions on Iran disturb the ties that America has with other countries?
That's a good question. I mean, I really couldn't say on that. You know, it seems like right now, the United States, they're dealing with Bahrain, they're dealing with Saudi Arabia, and so I don't really think that they're worried too much about, you know, the effects on Iran, and as far as the other, you know, friends of the United States, it's going to be up to them to start putting more pressure on the United States. As of now, I mean, Europe has kind of been going along with whatever the United States wanted to do, and I think it's time for them to start speaking up and asserting their own will.
Well, the United States says these sanctions are because of Iran's nuclear program. I mean, what does oil have to do with the nuclear program?
Well, the U.S. just wants to put pressure any way that it can put pressure on Iran. So if it was the exact same thing during the first Gulf War back in Desert Storm, they were trying to drive down the price of oil. You know, it had affected Iraq negatively. And, you know, and the U.S. really didn't care about what happened to Saddam. I mean, you know, up prior to that, he was an ally of the United States. And the price of oil was being driven down on the world markets and, of course, in Kuwait. And, you know, Saddam, he's on WikiLeaks writing letters to the United States saying, hey, you know, we need to come to an agreement in reference to the world oil markets, and the U.S. just really didn't care. So I don't really think that the U.S. cares too much about its allies. And again, I think it's a situation where the allies are going to have to, you know, assert themselves and say, you know what, the U.S. is overstepping its bounds and starting to make too many decisions for the EU, and other countries in the Middle East.
All right, we'll leave it there for the time being. Many thanks to Joseph Zirchik, political commentator from Highland.